أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كذلك نقص عليك من أنباء ما قد سبق وقد آتيناك من لدنا ذكرا من أعرض عنه فإنه يحمل يوم القيامة وزرا خالدين فيه وساء لهم يوم القيامة حملا يوم ينفخ في الصور ونحشر المجرمين يومئذ زرقا. After completing the incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, كَذَلِكَ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ مَا قَدْ سَبَقْ. O Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, similarly we relate to you the events of those who had passed before, and we find in the Qur'an al-Kareem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about the events of the various ummats of the past, and all this so that we may gain lessons from it, we may gain hidayat from it, and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ مِنْ لَدُنَّا ذِكْرًا. And certainly we had granted you from our side the dhikr, the advice. Here the advice is the book of advice, and that is the Qur'an al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this Qur'an in various places dhikr. One meaning of dhikr is remembrance. One meaning of dhikr is advice. When we take the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we recite this advice, we make it our dhikr, then inshallah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our dhikr will also be made. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will favor us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will draw us closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَحْمِلُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وِزْرًا. Whoever turns away from it, whoever turns away from the Qur'an al-Kareem. Turning away from the Qur'an al-Kareem, one is the condition of the disbelievers, that they didn't bring iman in this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will find, as far as believers are concerned, also turning away has several meanings. One is this, that we do not recite this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly is when the kitab is recited in front of us, we do not pay attention to the recitation of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And unfortunately, this happens on so many occasions that whilst with good intention, we want to make tilawat of the Qur'an, or we want the Qur'an al-Kareem's tilawat to be made in our functions, in our jalsas, etc. But then people turn away, they are inattentive to the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then sometimes inattentiveness means that we do not want to learn the meaning and the message of the Qur'an, or we do not want to practice the message of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And in all these ways, we turn away from the Qur'an al-Kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah says, فَإِنَّهُ يَحْمِلُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وِزْرًا. On the day of Qiyamah, he shall bear a very great burden. That burden that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, again, although there is absolutely no action that is carried out in essence, it is abstract, it is not concrete, but all that will be taking a form on the day of Qiyamah, and in certain narrations it will be placed on the shoulders of an individual, the burden that one will have to carry. In certain narrations it will be carried on the head of the individual, and that will be a very, very heavy burden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهِ. He will remain with that burden. وَسَاءَ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حِمْلًا. And for them it will be a very evil and a very bad load. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us to turn towards the Qur'an al-Kareem, the recitation of the Qur'an, learn how to recite the Qur'an. When the Qur'an al-Kareem is being recited, pay attention to it. Let us try and learn the meaning of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And above all this, practice whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. And if Allah gives us the opportunity, let us propagate also the message of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ. On that day, when the sur, the trumpet will be blown into. This trumpet, when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, it is like a horn, in other words, the shape of a horn. The angel, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wa sallam, is ready to blow this trumpet. It is as though it is near his forehead. He is waiting for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to blow it. Two blowings will take place, one to signal the end of this world, world and want to signal the qiyamah that will begin. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the second blowing of the trumpet. وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ زُرْقًا. And then on that day we will gather the mujrimeen, we will gather the disbelievers, the sinners. يَوْمَ إِذٍ زُرْقًا. And on that day the eyes will turn blue. The eyes will turn blue because of extreme fear. And blue is something, when the eyes turn blue, the area around the eyes turn blue, everything turns blue. It is when one sees a horrific sight and when one cannot bear pain anymore. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference over here. يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا عَشْرًا. Now between them, they will be speaking amongst themselves very, very secretly, and they will say, إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا عَشْرًا, that you had not remained except for 10 days. 10 days were on the surface of this earth. They've passed now two stages. The stage of this earth had passed. They passed the stage of the qabr, the alame barzakh, and now qiyamah and akhirat had begun. So when they look back and they think that life of this world had been very, very short for them, they would have thought in their own calculations, comparatively to the life of the qabr, the life of this earth had only been 10 days. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ إِذْ يَقُولُ أَمْثَلُهُمْ طَرِيقَةً إِلَّا بِسْتُمْ إِلَّا يَوْمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, although they are speaking secretly, we know exactly what they are saying when the best amongst them will say it in the best way, إِلَّا بِسْتُمْ إِلَّا يَوْمًا, that those who are intelligent from amongst them will do their own calculations and they will say to them, brother, it is not 10 days that you had passed on the surface of the earth, but it is just one single day that you had passed. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a glimpse of the horrific sight of the day of Qiyamah. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the burdens that one have to carry. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it by way of the eyes of a person turning blue. Thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it by the time one would have thought that one had stayed on the surface of the earth. I mean, if you look at 10 days, a baby of 10 days old is a very short period. A child that is newborn and stayed for one day on the surface of this earth is an absolute short period. And that because of the horrific experiences they will have in the qabr, and then the realization of akhirat that comes in front of them, they will think that they were only on this earth for one single day. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way shows us that this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this Qur'an Kareem, not for us to turn away from the Qur'an, but to turn towards the Qur'an Kareem. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incidents of the people of the past, so that we can take lessons from it. And there were very many lessons that we derived from the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Bani Israel, although it was a very short portion of the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the realities. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.